Good morning. High pressure is settling in overhead early this morning across interior New York and New England, with a cold air mass coming out of Canada. Temperatures are starting out in the single digits to around 10 above region-wide with clear skies. That'll lead us to a good amount of sunshine, at least to start the day, but gradually clouds will be on the increase from the south and west in advance of the next disturbance. It will be dry through the evening hours, with temperatures topping out in the middle 20s. This initial disturbance is rather weak and moisture-starved. Still, clouds will thicken tonight, and we'll get a round of light snow or snow showers overnight and early Friday morning as it passes by to the south. Most locations across interior New York and New England will see just dusting up to a couple of inches, but a few locations across the higher terrain will have as much as 3, perhaps 4 inches of snow through the early part of the day on Friday before we dry it out. With increasing sunshine Friday afternoon, highs will be in the mid-30s. The next and more potent system will head our way for the weekend. It'll start out dry with some sunshine on Saturday morning, but clouds will quickly thicken as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will be fed into a storm moving through the middle of the country. As this storm teams up with energy diving out of southern Canada, a strong storm will form in the Tennessee Valley and head toward the Atlantic coast. Right now, it looks like the track of this system will promote mainly snow, heavy at times across interior New York and New England, with some mixed precipitation or ice from the eastern Catskills south into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. The exact track and intensity of this storm will determine exactly what we get snowfall-wise from location to location, but it looks like we'll have at least some light snow into the evening on Saturday, with heavier snow overnight and into the day on Sunday. High pressure to the north will provide the Arctic air necessary for this storm, and Saturday's highs will only be in the lower 20s and only in the mid-20s on average on Sunday. Also, as this storm develops along the coast, the wind will be gusty with blowing heavy snow on Sunday morning and into the afternoon. And the wind will persist even behind this system into Monday as that Arctic air continues to spill in. We'll go back to partly sunny skies on Martin Luther King Jr. Day for Monday, with high temperatures only in the single digits and lows going below zero. On Tuesday, we'll have some moderation, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with highs into the upper teens, and then rebounding all the way back up past freezing with a chance of rain or snow showers by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as a large system approaches California and moves inland, a major winter storm will develop, especially across the Sierra Nevada. Blizzard conditions will be possible, especially over 6,500 feet, with 2 to 4 feet of snow and 6 feet of snow expected across the peaks. Blizzard warnings are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with clear skies and 15 below zero, with a northwest wind at 61 gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 11 degrees, the dew point 3 below, 53% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 76 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 23 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 30s, Boston increasing clouds, mid-20s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs near 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 23, the average temperature 31, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, still 1/10 of an inch for the month, and 13.8 inches for the season, which is 12.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1889, and the record low, 23 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:49 p.m. 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the teens. Cloudy with light snow tonight, temperatures holding in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow in the morning, giving way to increasing sunshine in the mid-30s. Some morning sun on Saturday, then thickening clouds with light snow by evening in the lower 20s. Snow heavy at times Saturday night and Sunday, becoming windy with blowing snow during the day Sunday. Perhaps precipitation will be mixed with some sleet or freezing rain in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England early Sunday, with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, windy, and very cold with blowing snow Monday, 0 to 10 above. Increasing clouds Tuesday in the teens, and a chance of rain or snow showers in the lower to mid-30s Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.